Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle, 8:13, 8 o'clock. Want to welcome into the show. She is one of the foremost experts when it comes to how we should behave in the workplace. It is Arlyn Diamond. Arlyn, welcome into the show. How are you? She's president and founder of Diamond Associates. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I'm glad you could be here, and it's odd because this is, I don't know if you've heard the story about the governor here in Missouri yet. He's admitted to an affair, which I don't care, not my business, don't care. That's between he and his wife, but allegations that apparently he blackmailed a woman with a nude photo, attempted to, allegedly, took a photograph of a woman that was nude and said, if you ever tell anybody about this, I will make sure this gets distributed everywhere. So he threatened to blackmail her, I guess, with revenge porn. And I just wanted the people to know, because everything regarding sexual harassment seems to be, I think, and incorrectly, by the way, falling under one umbrella. So I just want to make sure we clear that up, that that Dr. Arlyn Diamond was pre-scheduled. We didn't call it this morning. Say, hey, our governor could be in trouble. You should come on so we can throw fuel on the fire. That's not not our intent here. We appreciate you joining us. So what are the new rules, especially when it comes to in the workplace? What should we and should we not be doing? Because here's what happens. I think a lot of people, there's accusations like I could say something about Jeff and Jeff is going to be fired immediately. They're not going to question whether or not they believe him, because if I'm the victim of some inappropriate behavior from Jeff, not that that would ever happen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
But it's almost like you're victim shaming if you decide to even look into the investigation. How should we and should we not behave at work?
So I think you're saying something very important. Number one is that we can't lump it all together. There's a huge difference between somebody making a stupid remark, telling an off-color joke, or embarrassing somebody by a comment, from physical abuse, from rape, from blackmail. I mean, there's a whole range of behaviors, and I think we need to keep them separate and treat them separately. And at the moment, because of what's coming forth daily, everything is being lumped together as though it would just all the same stuff. So I think that's a really important piece. I also think that we're ignoring due process. And so the minute there's an allegation, somebody's condemned, which may or may not be fair. So one of the things we need to be able to do in the workplace, to answer your question, we need to be able to be objective in how these complaints come forward. In the past, they were ignored or laughed at. You know, boys will be boys. Now they need to be taken seriously, but at the same time, the person that is alleged to have misbehaved needs to have due process. You know, there's two sides to a story. So that, to me, is the most important thing, is how do we do these investigations and how do we fairly, objectively look at both sides. That having been said, I think we need to get to a point of more formality. And by that, I mean no teasing, no jokes, no touching except a handshake. There are a number of stories of men putting their hands on women's shoulders, giving them a neck rub, that have made the women very uncomfortable. Dating is a really touchy subject, and companies are creating very different policies regarding dating or non-dating. So, you know, no dating, no flirting, no touching, no teasing.
Let me ask you this. By the way, our guest is Dr. Arlyn Diamond, president and founder of Diamond Associates. Some of the stuff I think is kind of obvious now, like I wouldn't go up and rub Jeff's shoulders or anything like that. What are some of the things that we really need to pay attention to? Like maybe some of the things that would be less obvious when it comes to behavior around the workplace?
Thank you. I really appreciate that question, because I think that's where the problem comes in. I would say that the most important thing is the difference, and I'm generalizing, so please don't everybody attack me on this one. Men like to tease. Men show affection by teasing. They tease puppies, they tease kittens, they tease babies. We women tend not to either tease or to take teasing lightly. So a lot of what goes on in the workplace is intended as friendly teasing and is received as a serious kind of breach of etiquette, if you will. So that has to stop. Trying to embarrass women with compliments that are designed to make them feel uncomfortable has to stop. One of the stories that's come out over and over again is as women have gotten up to make a presentation in a meeting, to throw them off. Some men will comment on their tight sweater or their blouse or, you know, something like that that's going to make them feel self-conscious rather than comfortable being in that position. So there's all kinds of little subtle things that in the past were ignored that we just can't ignore anymore.
So you're making a reference to men making or teasing women. But these issues I'm seeing could be applied to women, to coworkers.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we're kind of... My concern is we are becoming so polarized on this issue that we're going to become just inoculated from compassion and caring for our coworkers who become our friends because we work with them all day. How are we going to stop that as being an overreaction to some of these issues?
I think that you're making an excellent point because I go back to the days when we were really looking at child sexual abuse. And the mantra, if you will, at the time was children don't lie, or if they do, they don't lie about this. And a lot of people were getting into trouble for alleged child sexual abuse. And it became a witch hunt. And, it hit all the papers. There were all kinds of cases that were involved. But those of us that were doing therapy or working with children in any way in those days, where in the past we'd put a young child on our knee, or if a child was crying, we would hug them. We created this arm's-length relationship with children because we were afraid that anything we did might be misinterpreted. And I think that's where we are right now. I think that this new movement is kind of like a McCarthy witch hunt in a sense, that we are now going after any behavior that even remotely has been disturbing or embarrassing. And so I think it'll die. I think it'll die down. Here's what I think will happen. I think for the next few months it still will be a hot potato. And then something else will come up, obviously, that'll get everybody's attention. The workplace will become more formal. And whether that lasts or not, who knows? It depends, obviously, on the culture that gets created in different workplaces. And culture is one of the areas in which I work with corporations.
Hot Talk 93.9, The Eagle 821. Dr. Arlen Diamond is joining us, president and founder of Diamond Associates. And here's what I hear, and this is I firmly believe this, and I'm probably wrong, and I might get sued one day, but there's some people at work, some members of the opposite sex that, you know, I can joke around with, and they know it's cool, and they'll joke back. I would not talk to every other member of the opposite. There's some people in this building I would never say those things to, but I'm becoming even more and more fearful, and I want to give you a good example. And by the way, Arlen, this is somebody, I'm talking to you as a victim of sexual, or a nasty sexual harassment in the workplace. This morning, I was chatting with a coworker of the opposite sex, and we were talking about, we have a high-ranking elected official in Missouri who has cheated on his wife upon his own admission, but apparently tried to blackmail via revenge porn, tried to blackmail this woman, allegedly, that he was having an affair with. And so me and this other worker, you know, we're discussing these very tawdry allegations here, and this coworker, she was the first one who kind of said something funny. And then I said something funny, and then she said something funny, and then I said something, and then I think all of a sudden it wasn't so funny anymore, and I'm like, whoops. But it's like, and that's why I don't even want to talk to anybody of the opposite sex anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the backlash problems. I mean, that's part of what I think we need to be very careful of, because certainly we as women are, I think, very proud of those women that did come forward and opened a door for believability. I think that that's a really good thing. I think now what's happening is anybody that thinks they can get some money out of it or get on the spotlight is going to come forward and say, hey, this happened to me and that happened to me. Because frankly, I would say all women have been harassed in one way or another sexually. I certainly have been. I once lost a job as a kid because I wouldn't sleep with my boss. But, you know, life goes on. But I think what you're saying right now is when it starts to escalate, because it does, you know, we're kind of mob psychology. One tells a joke, somebody has to outdo them. That's where the problem lies. So now what we're doing is we're going back further and saying, don't even start.
Yeah.
Don't even start. And don't even start with people that you know will accept it because you don't know what's going to be overheard. And so you have this whole concept of a hostile work environment that if I'm hypersensitive and I'm working next to you and you say something off color to somebody, even though they may accept it, it offends me.
Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle and 93.9TheEagle.com. Hopefully some useful information for you this morning in the workplace from Dr. Arlen Diamond. So is there a website? If folks want to learn more, they're at work, let me go check this out on the website where they can see some of this stuff in print.
It's diamondassociates.net.
DiamondAssociates.net, Dr. Arlen Diamond. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. I know you're busy. A lot of folks bending your ears about this kind of stuff. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day to hang out with us here on Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle in Columbia, Missouri, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.